Rob Gill, founder of Epic Financial Strategies. And one of the things that was really important to me, growing up middle class, family running out of money on the 20th of every month, doing the best they can, dad worked three jobs, you know, mom was a domestic engineer, is the fact that I felt at that point in my life, up until I was in my 20s, that there was never a chance to become rich. And because the American dream allows us to be capitalists and be able to really kind of, if it is to be, it's up to me mindset, it's important to study what how the rich and famous use life insurance, which is one of the ways that I was able to kind of bridge the gap in my 30s and 40s. And one of the things that we want to be able to talk about is a couple different multimillionaires, billionaires, in this scenario, trillionaires. If you look at the Rockefellers, what they did is I think they created about nine generations of a life insurance bank or a Rockefeller family bank. And what does that mean? We know that if you buy life insurance and you have a death benefit and it's set up in trusts, which is outside the estate tax bill, now all of a sudden the wealth generation could go from to the next generation and the money doesn't have to be confiscated from taxation. We know that. However, for the folks that don't do it, what begins to happen is the money erodes two, three generations later. But what the Rockefellers have successfully done is not only create the family bank, but also there's rules that they live by within this family bank structure. For example, if a Rockefeller, 100, 200 years, whenever they started this, wanted to take a loan from the bank, they could, but they were required to pay back the policy. Think of becoming your own bank. They were the first ones to really create it. What was so interesting is how they were able to go from generation to generation to generation to keep it going. If you think about it, you know, there's so many different horror stories out there where, you know, family creates millions, billions, trillions, and then the next two, three generations, because they didn't do proper planning, all of a sudden the money really evaporates. So this is important to understand about your money and how you have to do proper planning. You want to make sure the right hand speaks to the left hand. And somebody else that was really successful, we've heard it over and over again, is Walt Disney. Walt Disney, I mean, listen, he had been going to get bank loans after bank loans and getting denied over and over again. And this was in the 50s. By the way, he first started doing the Disney stuff in the 20s and 30s. So that was kind of up off the ground, but it was, you know, going up and down. Finally, when he gets his life insurance bank loan, I'm not saying it was the life insurance that made the success run, but here's what I'm saying. It was his last resort. And he was at that place where it had to go to the next level or not. And that was what did it. That last loan put him over the top, which takes us really to understand there's two kinds of life insurance. You have term life insurance and a cash value policy. Well, what that really means is a whole life policy, or which we're not talking about here, but we will some point in the video, is an index universal life policy. So I don't want to confuse you. I just want you to be able to understand the distinctions. We'll talk about term, which, by the way, is the most expensive insurance you could ever purchase. And you're going to say, why is it the most expensive insurance? It's only $50 a month. And I'm going to say because it expires worthless and there's no death benefit ever paid. And the reason why there's no death benefit ever paid, because these insurance companies are so smart, they know that when you buy a term policy, let's say it's a 20, 30 year term, you will outlive that term. If you're sick and you're dying, they're not going to give you the insurance anyway. So they want to make sure you're healthy enough. They look at the table of all the people your age and they figure out statistically that you're going to live, which is why about 99% of term policies do not get cashed in, which means what? It means that people outlive the policy. So here it is. Low monthly payments, which cost you a lot in the end. Focused entirely on death benefit. It's a hoax. You never get back the value of your payments after the term expires. Accurate. And then you have whole life insurance. Now, like I said, there's many different term policies. There's also many different whole life policies. Let me just give you some general points, whether you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. And yeah, you could buy in your 60s, but also male, female, health. All that means something. In general terms, there is a higher monthly payment or outlay where that money is building cash value in a whole separate bucket, but you have access to that money as time goes on. The premium payments are fixed, and each year the cost of insurance goes down. The reason why I'm mentioning that is because although it's good, it still has to factor in overall index universal life. The cost of insurance goes higher. So we have to understand these distinctions. I'm just focusing on term and whole life right now. I'm not talking about index universal. And last but not least, the value builds over time with predictability. Why? Because the cost of insurance goes down. You could get an L20 policy or an L99 policy, which basically means they're paid up after that certain amount of time. When it comes to whole life, it's slow and steady. If you want to become your own bank with whole life, what you do is overfund it early so you can leverage it out and buy other investments. That's for the entrepreneur, not for the person that's looking for just a steady conservative complement towards whatever else is happening in their world. How to turbocharge your whole life insurance policy? Well, here it is. You have cash value that is predictable with a guarantee plus a dividend. When you leverage that cash value for other investments, life insurance policies don't go down because of the predictability and because of the guarantees. If you had that same money in the stock market and you wanted to leverage it, you're at the risk of the stock market going down. So this is why we talk about turbocharging your policy. Because if you're an entrepreneur and you're a business owner and you want to get multiple uses of each and every dollar, this is where we talk about it. Now, these policies also pay dividends. You're going to get interest over the life of the contract from when you first start till the day you shuffle off this mortal coil of anywhere between 4 and 5%. Once again, we're talking about whole life, and it comes down to policy loans. What does that mean, policy loans? Well, I got $100,000 in cash value. I want to borrow $90,000. I'm going to borrow the money from the insurance company. They're going to charge me interest while I'm earning interest, and the arbitrage is always in my favor. And now that $100,000 is in another investment, whether it's a business, whether it's real estate, whether it's financing your own debt, or whether it's buying a company, the point is you don't do it to go on a European vacation. You do it so you can really be able to get multiple uses of each and every dollar. And that's where we get excited about how to show you how to turbocharge it. It takes time, T-I-M-E, things I must earn. Doesn't happen overnight, but it's also part of the process. So how do these policy loans work? Cash value policy holders can borrow against the cash value of their policy, typically at a low interest rate, while the remaining cash value continues to grow. Essentially, you become your own personal lender. You hear people talk about becoming your own bank all the time. And what does that mean? Well, become your own bank means that not only are you going to borrow from yourself, but you're going to be disciplined enough to make sure that the payments go back into the policy. Typically, you want to borrow it for an investment that someone else is going to pay your policy, like a renter or somebody, a vendor in your business. Hey, if I want to dump $100,000 in my social media campaign, I want to make sure there's a level of predictability where I'm going to earn money and that money goes back into my policy. And whatever the difference is, I keep the net into my pocket where it belongs. And by the way, insurance agents aren't bad. They are being trained by a sales manager who's trained by a GA, who's trained by the mothership. And these folks, they've had this system in place since the 50s, and these insurance companies have been around for like 200 years. So here's what you have to understand. Some of these potential hazards that you want to avoid if you choose to put your money into a life insurance policy, and here it is. You have the inexperienced agent who made a list about 6 months before they started working for the company, or 6 months after they started working for the company, of the top 100 people in their world. These are friends and family. These are people that they terrorize. They run after them 35 times a day so that they'll buy something from them so they could earn a high commission. This is what the sales manager does. And oh, by the way, the insurance companies are so smart because 90% of insurance agents fail out. However, the client stays on the books, and over the lifetime of that client, they're going to buy another 5 or 6 products. That is mathematically proven within the insurance carriers, and they know that. Monthly payments. So what I like to do is this. If I have somebody, I'm going to do a cash flow analysis, and I want to make sure that we have a monthly savings. That same person may be really good at getting bonuses and have lump sum dollars laying around instead of being in a savings account. I like to run that through the insurance. Now, they still need 6 months of fixed expenses left in an emergency fund. But whatever that difference is, I want to run it through the insurance and then leverage that out so they can buy other investments. And by the way, the benefits of life insurance, it takes a few years to build up if you do it the wrong way. But if you do it the right way, you can build it up a lot sooner, which means if you do it the right way, the agent makes significantly less money. If you do it the wrong way, where it builds up over years, if you're concerned about it, the agent makes a lot more money. Anyway, these are the things you want to be able to look at. There's nothing wrong with an agent making money. There's nothing wrong with building up over time, but here's what's wrong. If you buy a policy thinking it's become your own bank, and then you're sold a policy that is built up over the long term, then you were sold a bill of goods. You have to understand what policy you're buying. Does it tie into the model that you're looking for? And, you know, once again, thank you so much for checking me out. I'm trying to drop nuggets on a daily basis, give you information that you could really kind of utilize in your decision-making that's based on logic, math, and science. Certainly not emotional timidity or gut-level hunch or because Joey next door told you to do it. If you want to learn more, click the link below, contact one of our team members. They will sit down and take you through this process, share with you what all of our other clients do as they begin to understand. For us, it's a 6-call, 60-day process. So we're not going to push anything. We're not selling anything overnight. There's no obligation on your part other than us taking you through the success process and then you making a decision. Anyway, thanks for checking us out and continue to follow.